Today, President Biden flew into Washington, D.C. from Delaware right as a major snowstorm was hitting. And when he landed, he actually got stuck on Air Force One because they had trouble driving the stairs over to the plane. That's right. The last time D.C. was hit with that much whiteness, it was January 6th.
More racism from the white racists and the white racist Democrat Party, racists that they are. Did you see the racist Democrats in New York with their racist medical care? Heil, heil, heil. Hey, medical care based on race. That's a good approach. Where have I heard that before? That's happened a couple of times in history. In the 20th century, I believe that happened. And, you know, the Democrat Party is the party of the Confederacy and the KKK and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors. And now, you know, there is still the party of racism in America. Aren't they remarkable? That's cute. Little Jimmy Fallon. Making hey, whiteness. And they love that January 6th thing. Never mind, the Washington Post has more stories you'll be surprised to learn today on January 6th because, you know, the anniversary is coming up and it's like Pearl Harbor. It's like September 11th. Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed. The Associated Press has a, and the Washington Post today, they're still saying five people died. Two people died of heart attacks. One person died of an accidental drug overdose. One was shot by a police officer at point blank range, an unarmed woman. And it's kind of like, you know, being on the set with Alec Baldwin, but different. And then, of course, tragically, a police officer, Brian Sicknick, died the next day of a stroke. But, you know, when the media is doing the scoring here, it all comes out different. By the way, the Democrat governor, you know the guy, he is in college and medical school known as Coon Man. You know him, Ralph Northam. He's the guy who wanted to do the moonwalk at the press conference. You remember that? But his wife explained to him that he's an idiot, and so he didn't. But Ralph Northam, he's a medical doctor, a pediatrician, and he always carries a meat tenderizer in case one of the babies survives. And bing, bing, bing. And Ralph Northam is the governor, and they got the I-95, Interstate 95, up and down the East Coast of the United States, shut down in the Commonwealth of Virginia because there was snow, and apparently the governor there was not prepared. He's a Democrat, you know, so it's not really a news story. Not a thing, not a problem, because when you're a Democrat, the media is very, very forgiving. In fact, they want to, you know, what is it Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said people want to do to her? That's it's basically what they want to do. They want to, you know, perform acts of journalistic gratification upon them. Can you perform an act of journalistic gratification? I think it's possible. We've witnessed this many, many times of late. But there are Joe Biden going after Big Meat yesterday. You see this? He's going after Big Meat. What do you mean he's going after Big Meat? That's what. Back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hang on just a minute there. You see, Joe Biden yesterday was attacking capitalism and the meat industry because meat prices are high. So he's going to attack the people that provide the public with meat for, you know, protein, it's food, all that good stuff. Beef, chicken, any fish in there? Is he going after big fish? He's not going after big fish. He's just going after big meat and some big chicken. I think there's some big chicken in there, too. Lunch bucket Joe. And capitalism. Capitalism is the problem. Not Joe Biden, not the left, not the Democrats, not the Chinese communist loosing a plague on the planet. Those are not the problems. Not the problem that Joe Biden has created by sending money to so much money to people to stay home and not go to work and look for jobs that millions and millions of people are not even being counted as unemployed anymore because, you know, Joe Biden's sending them money. And, well, we're sending them. It's our money that he's sending, of course. But, you know, millions on welfare, depending on you. It's quite remarkable what we see going on. And we got the supply chain things, and fuel prices are through the roof, and labor costs are up. And labor costs are up because the federal government is paying people to stay home, in part, at least. And Joe Biden blames capitalism because his brain, she's a broke. She's a no good. That brain he's got, that's a no good. And the news media, then there's the news media. gang of streetwalkers that they are. Speaking of which, there is a story out of California that they now call prostitutes in California sex workers. Sex workers. That's that communist lexicon again, workers, right? Because everybody wants their daughter to grow up to be a streetwalking prostitute. Why do I keep thinking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? I don't know why. In California, the news media, they're asking why Gavin Newsom, the governor there, would bother going after what they call sex workers now. And so, because they've been working toward this for some time now, the sex workers thing. They're trying to mainstream prostitution. A little of this in Nevada for a long time, and of course in Democrat Party circles for a long, and in Bill Clinton's universe for a long time, and there's a whole lot of in Charlie Rangel, you know, Charlie Rangel in the Dominican Republic, laying on the beach like a beached whale. The Greenpeace came along and dragged him back into the surf. It was kind of a sad thing to see, but Greenpeace, they've got their work to do. And now, they're talking about street prostitution. And we were talking about it this morning. You know, they've legalized pot, which was considered marijuana, you know, reefers, spleef, all that good stuff. They've legalized their pot stores all over Washington, D.C. You got to lie about it a little. You got to buy a T-shirt for $80, and then they give you a quarter ounce of pot or something like that. And but they've legalized pot because they want to tax it. You know, it was a drug. Now it's just another taxable commodity. And that's because they want to wet their beaks. You know, they want a piece of the action, a little slice. You know, where's their piece of the pie? So they, you know, legalizing drugs. Now they're also in California. They've got places where you can go do heroin and stuff, a safe space to do heroin. That's the next step toward normalizing and legalizing and taxing that. But right now, for now, it's pot. It's marijuana. And never mind that. The cartels are happy, and it's becoming a big industry and all that stuff. And that's another discussion for another day. But we got that. So and gambling. You remember gambling used to be illegal except in Nevada. Now gambling is legal everywhere. You know why? Because the government wants their piece of the pie. They want to wet their beak. They want, and now they're talking street prostitution. That story is in here. It's right here in our stories sheet for the day. One of these days, we're going to start publishing our stories sheet because, well, we have fun with our stories sheet. I'm guessing it's probably down in other, isn't it? We got censorship going on the left. They love censorship and stuff. But we got Greta Von Funberg today. She is, she's something. Yeah, and in California, they're saying, well, why would Governor Newsom even bother going after, what do they call it, Michael, people standing on corners? Is that what it is? They say they're using lots of euphemisms when it comes to, should police arrest sex workers for standing around? That's the headline in the Los Angeles Times today. Thorny question lands on Newsom's desk. Well, I remember what landed on Bill Clinton's desk when he was in the White House, but that's, in fact, I knew her. That was Monica Lewinsky and I. But that's also another story for another day. So the Los Angeles Times, it's a thorny question for Governor Newsom, who's a Democrat, and he was elected because, you know, he looks like an advertisement in a magazine, and that's what we do. And here's a photograph of what appears to be a woman, a street prostitute, in an alley with graffiti all over the place and garbage bags piled up and a car pulling up. What does that car look like? Looks like a Toyota, probably. And it looks like the brakes are on, and they're stopping to talk to this very buxom, I think it's a computer-generated animation. Looks like one of those video games somebody's going to start shooting. And should police arrest sex workers? This is what we now call streetwalkers, street prostitutes, because you want to have more of this. You want more of this in your society. You want more parents to raise daughters that become prostitutes on the street, you know, earning a living the hard way, you know, a quarter at a time. And this is what the Democrats are angling for. And we were talking about this today. And I said, well, it reminds me of the Corleone family, right? You know, which, you ever see that picture side by side of Virgil Sollozzo from The Godfather, played by the actor Al Lettieri, and now former disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo? They're the spitting image of one another. They look like they were separated at birth. But that's the Cuomo organized crime family. And the Democrats, you see, they just want to wet their beak, like in organized crime, like in The Godfather. They want a piece of gambling, right? So they legalize gambling all over the place because they want the Democrats, they want to tax it. It's a tax on the stupid. You know, remember the gambling and casinos and all this stuff. So they want casinos everywhere, not just in Las Vegas, then Atlantic City, now everywhere. Because, you know, Native Americans and Indian tribes, and but because the Democrats want to tax the hell out because they want a piece of it. Now, the, all the Corleone family wanted was a piece of it, too, right? And then the prostitution, you know, all they wanted was a piece of it. That, you know, the girls in the house, you know, someone goes to the house, some goes to the Corleone family. And, of course, the drugs, you know, the drugs, this is dirty business. But they, in the end, they decided to go with the drugs, too. That white powder's worth a lot of money, Pop, you know. And a lot of money in that white powder, Pop. I think it was, Sonny Corleone talking to Vito Corleone. But Vito was against it. Later on, the next generation, they went with the drugs, too. Because organized crime, they're about the women and the gambling and the drugs. And just like in The Godfather.
I believe this drug business is going to destroy us in the years to come. I mean, it's not like gambling or liquor, or even women. Which is something that most people want nowadays, and it's forbidden to them by the Pezzavanti of the church.
That's right. The Pezzavanti of the church is, forbids the prostitution and the gambling and all that stuff. And, you know, the Democrat Party, they're against the church, too. It competes for power, and they want to, destroy the church, too. Part of the thing. So it's really the Democrat Party is the Corleone family, the left in the United States. They legalize gambling and drugs, and now angling toward prostitution because they want a piece of the action, which is all the Corleone family wanted as well. That's, you know, is that too much to ask? They just want to wet their beak, right? And want you to offer the, politicians that you carry in your pocket like so many nickels and dimes. Am I right? Because that's where we are. All right, I digressed on that for a moment there. I wasn't intending to get into that now, but there it is.
You're a prostitute.
That's right. You're a prostitute, and maybe you should run for office then, because I think there's a place for you in the burgeoning industry that is the organized crime family known as the Democrat Party.
There's something aggressive about standing there.
Yeah, that's the prostitutes standing. That's why the headline, should police arrest sex workers for standing around. All they're doing is standing around trying to earn a living, you know, trying to make a living, and I'm doing the best I can when it's time for leaving. Now, this is the culture we live in, because the left enjoys cultural dominance and information dominance. And now they're normalizing street prostitution, normalizing drugs, normalizing gambling. All of these things used to be considered vices. I think they still are considered vices, aren't they? Prostitution, drugs, and gambling are still considered vices, aren't they? It's just that the Democrat Party, like organized crime, not that it's all Italian, you know, just mostly. And it's, can you say that on the, because a lot of it's Irish. You know, I've talked about how my grandfather was a friend of Bugs Moran in Chicago, who was the competing Irish mob organization in Chicago when Al Capone was on the South Side. But never mind that. And by the way, we got a lot. And then there's the Democrats in New York with the racist distribution of health care. We're going to get into that today as well. And something else I want to get into, because this came up, you know, I was gone for a week. I was a total of seven work days. I'm a worker. And I was gone for 7 work days. And just amazing stuff that came up while we were gone about the lockdowns and the shutdowns and the COVID thing and all of that. And while we're waiting, I'm looking at the big board here. I've kind of run out the clock on myself. But let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve, who is trapped on Interstate 95 in Fredericksburg, Virginia, because the governor, known as Coon Man, can't seem to get I-95 running in the state of Virginia. Steve, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I love your show, man. Love your show.
Thank you.
It's making whatever this day is better for me. So,
well, tell me, you're stuck on I-95 at exit 148, and you've been stuck since 1:30 yesterday afternoon. What's up with that?
That's what I've been asking myself every minute here. How am I still here? I'm just, I try to get home from work yesterday, and and all hell broke loose, and it's just been, I don't know, it's just been a heck of a survival mode ever since.
And you're an ex-Navy guy, and I think your survival skills are coming into play.
Well, I was smart enough to get food and water before hopping back on it to camp out. I knew I was going to be a while, but I thought by now they would have had something going on as far as moving us. But it is what it is. So all I get to do is stare at a bunch of 18-wheelers here.
Wow. 1:30 yesterday afternoon, you've been frozen in place, literally, trapped on I-95, one of America's major interstate highways, because we got, what, like 6 inches of snow. There were accidents, tractor-trailer accidents, shut down the northbound lanes and the southbound lanes, and people like you, Steve, trapped for, you know, coming on a full day now. And, the governor, the Democrat governor, outgoing Democrat governor, thankfully, I'm signing the cross. And there you are, trapped. Listen, Steve, God bless you. Is there anything we can do for you?
No, man, keep doing what you're doing. I'm listening to you and enjoying the show.
All right, saluting you. I got to tell you, Steve, Navy guy, trapped in his car, along with lots and lots and lots of other people. And if you can get off the highway, you'll find that a lot of the gas stations are not working because the electricity's out. So the gas pumps aren't working, and some stations are out of gas. Welcome to Joe Biden's United States of America 2022.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you to join me and other listeners for our August 22 Alaskan Sea Cruise. It's an all-inclusive trip of a lifetime with yours truly. Join me and meet new friends. Get all the details at chrisplantcruise.com. That's chrisplantcruise.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Now we have the unions, we have the gambling. They're the best things to happen. Narcotics is a thing of the future. If we don't get a piece of that action, we risk everything we have. I mean, not now, but 10 years from now.
Yes, the great Robert Duvall in The Godfather. He's the consigliere. He's not a wartime consigliere, but he was taken in as a boy by Don Vito and Tom Hagen, you know, he's right. And how much of this sounds like today's Democrat Party? Well, we've got the unions. The Democrats have the unions. We've got the gambling, legalized gambling, so they can wet their beak. They can get a piece of the pie on the gambling. You know, but narcotics, the thing of the future. And so now they legalize pot because they want to tax it. It's gone across the country like a wave. And now, of course, prostitution. This is today's Democrat Party. Trying to differentiate the Democrat Party from traditional organized crime is becoming increasingly difficult. Robert called in from Charleston. He wanted to remind that, there was Jewish mafia too, Irish mafia, Italian mafia. I know that, of course. One of my uncles, in fact, ran one of the Jewish casinos in Las Vegas for a long time.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I need $1 million in cash. I need Don Corleone, those politicians that you carry in your pocket. Like so many nickels and dimes.
Like so many nickels and dimes, Virgil Salozzo said. You know, he later got it, Louis, in the, you know, in the, it's a good Italian food. Yeah, I tried the veal. It's the best in the city. And, of course, you know, Michael, you know, shot him and killed him at the table there, along with Sterling Hayden, you know, the police captain. He was corrupt. Is that right? Pretty good movie, I think. Have you, you seen that movie? Pretty good movie. Pretty good stuff. And little did I know, it was going to be Nostradamus-like in him predicting the future of the United States of America and the Democratic Party. Remember, the Democratic Party isn't. That's an important saying for the 21st century, because they really aren't. But prostitution, gambling, drugs, these are their businesses. They're not greedy people. They just want to wet their beaks. They just want their piece of the pie, the American dream. You know, shakedown operation. It's gone national. It's gone big time. Great stuff. So as we've got updates for you on vaccinations and hypocrisies and all kinds of interesting things on that front. Joe Biden. You see, Joe Biden got a little stuck in the snow yesterday too. He was at the beach in Delaware. You see that extended photo op with him playing with the new puppy dog? It's a German Shepherd. It reminded me of the German Shepherds that Bull Connor used on the Civil Rights Marchers. This is his third German Shepherd. They had to get rid of the one because it kept biting the Secret Service agents, right? And then they had the other one. Nobody knows what happened to the other one. We think it's in a barrel. It was dropped off a boat off the coast of Delaware. But they had two German Shepherds, right? And they're both gone now. Am I right? Or is there one? Because then they got the puppy. And there he is playing with the German Shepherds. You know, raus. It only speaks German. Did you know that? The one that they got. You got to speak German to it or it doesn't understand the command. And it is, you know, Sheriff Bull Connor was a big-time Democrat statewide official. He was party leader, Democrat Party. And he used dogs just like that on civil rights marchers. Because that's the real history of the Democrat Party. But he had this, you know, he's at the beat. You saw Ron DeSantis, who's being attacked for spending a little time with his wife while she's undergoing chemotherapy for breast cancer and being attacked by the news media and AOC. But what's the difference? And and he didn't even point out. He said maybe they'd media would be happy with me if I were at the beach in Delaware. That was a little shot at the media and at Joe Biden at the same time, which makes it a pretty good jab, I've got to say. See, that's a jab. I still don't use that British term for vaccinations being a jab because I don't adopt whatever British phrase comes along. I'm an American, and it's better to be an American. British are fine, a little pasty, you know, doughy, known for buggery, things like that. But setting that aside. So Joe Biden, he came back, Air Force One, it's a big 747, and he came back from Delaware, and they couldn't get the ramp, you know, the staircase that goes over there. Soon he's going to have an elevator, like Arab sheikhs have elevators for their 747s, their private airliners, because Joe Biden's not going to be able to do the stairs after not so long. And then, one of my friends said over the Christmas break, said that his prediction for 2022 is that Kamala Harris will become president. Ow. That's a horrible thought. Let's hope he's not Nostradamus like Mario Puzo was. But that's so. Joe Biden, he came back to Andrews. They call it Joint Base Andrews. Andrews Air Force Base outside of Washington, D.C. And the Air Force One came in, and it was snowing. And we're just, we're not as capable a nation as we used to be. We can't keep interstate highways running in the Commonwealth of Virginia because we get some snow. And there was a pileup of tractor trailers. But you fix that because it's I-95. You get some giant tractor trailer tow trucks out there, which work fine in 5 inches of snow. And you bring the trucks out of there and you open up I-95. And the governor, you know, takes the situation by the lapels and says, you know, here's what's going to happen. But that doesn't happen when you're a Democrat. You're held to no standard at all. Honestly, we had Gropey McGropeface in Albany, New York, And the ninth woman came forward. And the media is like, well, that happens to a lot of governors, you know. And it does happen to a lot of Democrat politicians, like Bill Clinton. That happened to him, and then he was elected president after. But setting that aside, so Joe Biden came back, and they couldn't get the vehicle over. The 89th Airlift Wing at Andrews couldn't get the vehicle over with the stairs on it so Joe Biden could come down. It was a little scary because it could be slippery, and he could fall and break a hip or something, and you don't want that because he's president of the United States. And so he was locked in Air Force One for a long time because of the snow. And then they couldn't use the Marine One helicopters, you know, with the HMX-1 Marine Corps squadron, and to fly him back to the south lawn of the White House. So they had to take a motorcade, and the motorcade was going really slow. Did you see this? It was going very slow. And turned out Joe Biden was driving the lead car, and that's never a good idea. You should take the keys away from him. So they're going about 6 miles an hour, and he's got hunched up over the steering wheel going, hey, get out of the way, get out of the way. And it's like, that's the car in the front of the motorcade, Mr. President. And can't get out of the way. It's the Joe Biden. So he got back to the White House very slowly, and no helicopters had the thing, because there's a lot of stuff we don't do very well anymore. We're becoming less capable as a culture and as a country. And the reason is the lefties are here. They're the lefties. Now, over the Christmas holiday, my best girl and I, we went to Chicago, Illinois. We flew out. I was here until, what was it, the 23rd on Thursday. And my best girl and I, we flew to Chicago, Illinois. And we had a perfectly reasonable flying experience flying to Chicago, Illinois. You know, a lot of flights canceled and all that stuff. We got lucky. And then we flew home on, what was the 25th, the 26th? What would he come home on? The 27th? And flew home, and our flight was delayed at Chicago's O'Hare Airport for a little more than an hour. No big deal. We're, you know, perfectly content hanging out in the C terminal there. And but we had a great time in Chicago. We had four nights in Chicago. Two nights downtown at a hotel, and two nights on the North Shore close to family members, also at a hotel. Hotel downtown, hotel North Shore. And it was a lot of fun. Met up with an old school pal, Vinny D. Had some cocktails downtown Chicago, and talked about the old days and stuff, and had a nice time. Made our way, bumped around all over the city of Chicago. It was a little brisk, but not bad. And my best girl and I, we like to walk a lot, so we walked, I think, 2 days downtown, 5 miles one day, 4.8 miles the second. You know, your phone tells you this stuff because it's tracking you. This creepy society we've built in the name of convenience. And we walked along the lakefront, and we went to Grant Park, and we went to Millennium Park, and went to the Bean. And they got the Pritzker name all over the place there, the billionaire governor, you know, the family that owns the Hyatt Hotels. And in any case, downtown, we took in a little light looting. We just did a little bit of looting, you know, smashed a window, did grab some Hermes scarves, and some Louis Vuitton bags. Looty, they call it. Now they call it Looty Vuitton. We didn't really do any looting. But the Hermes store, they call it Hermes. It's spelled Hermes, but they say Hermes because it's French. And they have very expensive things. I think Dr. Deborah Birx used to wear a lot of Hermes scarves. She was on, she wasn't on the television last night. Rochelle Walensky was on last night with Stephen Colbert. Because he's just a Democrat Party outlet. It's like North Korea. Television is like North Korea in the United States of America. Democrat Party propaganda morning, noon, and night, honestly. But we, one of the things I tell you, we were walking, and everybody was really quite friendly. We had a very nice time in Chicago. As my best girl said when we were walking along the lakefront, just north of Grant Park, by Millennium Park, my best girl said, you know, the reputation of this city has gotten a huge black eye. That's not racist. And it's got a huge black eye. And the reputation of Chicago has been sullied, what with all the Democrat rioting and looting and sacking and plundering and attacks. And, of course, the murders and all that stuff. got it's really the reputation of Chicago has been sullied because you got that Lori Lightweight in charge of the city. She's awful. The crime rate is off the charts. They had 797 homicides last year. You know, Black Lives Matter. Well, George Floyd's life matters. The 797, they don't matter so much. You know why? Because as Joseph Stalin said, you know, Joe Biden was quoting Joseph Stalin recently about, you know, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. Quoting Joseph Stalin, and that's okay. You know, Joseph Stalin also said, a single death is a tragedy, George Floyd. A million deaths are a statistic. And if Black Lives really mattered to organizations like Black Lives Matter and to NBC News and to Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, then I think that the 797 homicides in Chicago last year should matter. Am I right about that? Because virtually all of them were African-American. Of course, the murderers, too, overwhelmingly African-American. But if Black Lives mattered, then that would matter, wouldn't it? 797 homicides? George Floyd riot and burn Seattle and Portland and Atlanta and Ferguson and Minneapolis and Chicago and Washington and New York. And the list goes on and on and on because George Floyd, you know, very important, you know, methamphetamine and fentanyl in his bloodstream when he was being arrested for passing a counterfeit $20 bill. Five previous felony convictions. Black Lives Matter. Riot from coast to coast, right? 797 homicides in Chicago in 2021. A million deaths are a statistic. See Joseph Stalin once again. And I don't think we have the final homicide stats nationwide in just yet. But how many, I think, dozens of cities had homicide records or modern homicide records last year. And I can tell you that in the year 2020, there were more than 9,000 African-Americans that died of homicide in the United States of America in the year 2020. I will bet you dollars to donuts that the number is much larger in 2021. But again, we don't have the final numbers yet. I can tell you that in the year 2020 and in the year 2019, as the homicide numbers continue to increase year over year, there were more African-Americans that died of homicide in the United States of America than there were African-Americans that died in the entire Vietnam War. Now, that should be an alarming statistic to shake down operations like Black Lives Matter and like-minded shakedown artists like the Reverend Al Sharpton. But you don't hear a peep out of them, do you? You know, the left is great at staging protests in front of politicians' houses when it's something they care about, like free stuff, you know, and because it's all a shakedown. But I don't see the Democrats in front of Mayor Lori Lightfoot's house banging a drum slowly with the names of 797 dead. I don't see them lining up tombstones in front of City Hall in Chicago, with a graveyard with all the names of the 797 people murdered in Chicago last year. Why is that? Because there is no money in that. There is no shakedown there. There is no profit incentive for them. And it doesn't make a point. It's not anti-police. It's not anti-white like healthcare in New York. New York City and New York State shakedown. They're going to treat people of color, black, indigenous people of color, as a BIPOC. They like this. This is what they use, and it's in the emails they have in New York. Black, indigenous people of color. Black people are people of color. Indigenous people are people of color. So it's triply redundant, but never mind that. And that's there. I'm going to get to that in some detail because that's an amazing thing. But I started this by saying in Chicago, walking around, or people who smile at you. And it's true. People in Chicago walking on the sidewalk still look you in the eye and smile and say hello. Walking along the waterfront, the lakefront, a nice lady. We were talking about a pumping station off the beach. They have these pumping stations pump in the clean water from Lake Michigan. And the tap water in Chicago is the best I've tasted in years and years and years. And a nice lady walking along the lakefront by herself, 40-year-old woman probably, stopped and said, oh, yeah, that's a pumping station, and it brings the water in from offshore. It's cleaner and fresh. She said, I just love my tap water at home. It's ice cold. It's ice cold this time of year, and it's so delicious and clean, and it's true. It's the best drinking water. New York City used to have a reputation as having the best drinking water, tap water, in the country. I got to say, Chicago, best stuff. And the people were so nice. Everywhere you went, and we didn't see any looting, but they did loot the Hermes store, they got police lined up, police cars lined up all over the place on the Michigan Avenue and stuff because of all the crime and the mayhem and the stuff, and it's because Democrats are in charge. That's the reason. But my best girl, and I am going to talk about this. My best girl and I had a conversation based on a single tweet that my best girl read. About what really happened, what's really been happening over the last couple of years. You got a little Ferris Bueller music, the Chicago thing here, see? The movie's over, go home. But this is when he's running home, and he's the thing there, Ferris Bueller's dad. But I want to talk to you about what really happened during the so-called lockdown. It's fascinating.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Ah, yes. Joseph Stalin is good for a lot of quotes, you know, mass murderer, communist that he was. The Democrats here called him Uncle Joe during World War II. He's our buddy. He's our pal. He was killing members of the National Socialist German Workers' Party as well, you know, with no regard for the lives of Soviet troops, but setting that aside. Yeah, a single death is a tragedy. 797 deaths are a statistic. Just to update Joseph Stalin's thing for the era of Black Lives Matter. Because if that makes sense to you, there's, you know, then you're a Democrat and there's something wrong with you. Honestly, if that morally, ethically, and intellectually, if it makes sense to you that cities burn for a year over George Floyd, heroin, fentanyl, 5 convictions, and then 797 deaths in 1 year in one city, not a nationwide statistic, no big deal, you just brush that off, then intellectually I think that you are, and morally I think that you are probably bankrupt, you know? So again, that meme, if you wonder what you would have done during a time of genocide or slavery, ask what you're doing now. See China, see the Democrat Party. On and on. But let me, because, you know, I don't know if I can get into all this right now, but I'm going to give it a whack. And then we got a lot of things to get into, an audio for you on a whole range of the Stephen Colbert and put a cork in Anthony Fauci and Democrat Party politics everywhere. But I want to get into this whole lockdown idea that my best girl brought up with me when we were in Chicago for Christmas. This whole lockdown. See, it wasn't really, here's just a teaser, as they say, scratching the surface. It wasn't so much a nationwide lockdown as it was a period where the upper and middle class stayed home and the working class delivered things to them. Now, that's what really happened over the last year and a half. Rich people, professional people, upper class and upper middle class people stayed home, didn't go to work, and poor people delivered things. And if you lost your job, you know, the expanded socialism by Biden sending people cash. Then they say, oh, well, we've got a gig economy. If you're on hard times, you should become an Uber Eats driver and deliver my family food. That's just scratching the surface on what actually happened.
Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.